Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Oh! Yay! All right.
All right, hello, Cospotters. This is episode 21, After Dark. As you can tell, obviously, this is not censored. This is not safe for work or for kids, so if you are working and or have kids, this is not the time to be listening to us.
We're not censored, and we are boozed in hand.
Oh, damn it, dude. I left my beer in the fridge.
Duh.
I feel like Amber took a step into a larger universe after saying fucking on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. That's one of my goals.
Right. That's one step up from shit.
Right.
Well, we have grown up. This is, in fact, episode 21, so we are now legal.
All right.
Bow chicka pow-wow.
Kind of like the Olsen twins.
Oh,
that was a bad joke. But
that was bad.
Yeah, it was.
In Texas, it's brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, God, I hate that fucking joke.
Yes, listeners, we are dorks. We are nerds. Get over it.
Yeah, that's what we do best.
It's good times, man.
Yeah.
Dave, how does it feel doing a podcast where you don't have to do the intro, man?
It's kind of odd, dude. I was ready to go like... Hey, all my nerd geeks and dorks, and welcome to Radcast, a podcast where you're nerd nothing. I was so ready to get the radio voice on, dude, and I was like, oh, wait, I don't have to. Yay.
You didn't have to do crowd today.
I know, right, dude? I just got to hang out. That's about it.
Hey, it works. For those who don't recognize these two gentlemen, I use the term loosely. This is David Adam from Radcast. Say hi, guys.
Yay, Radcast.
Hey, I'm Dave.
I'm Adam, if I'll show up on screen.
There you
yeah,
go.
You're good.
Okay.
I'm glad we finally got you guys. I know we've been trying for a couple of months to get something synced together, so how appropriate on our fuck it, whatever we say episode.
Right.
Is that the title of it?
Yes. With little stars 21. Behind it.
Fuck
assuming
it.
We don't find a better one by the end of the episode.
Right.
Amber usually comes up with the names because she's creative like that.
Like...
Things can still happen between now and the end of the episode, so I'm just going to hold off, because I'm sure some moment's going to happen, and it's going to be mine, just because I never cuss.
Yay!
So, this shit's going down, man.
I will be playing with the effects all freaking night. I love this.
Yes, Google has now given us a soundboard to work with in YouTube, so now we have all sorts of sound effects that I'm sure are randomly going to show up. In the episode.
Google should not give us so many cool toys to play with.
Hey, it makes life so much easier. I used to have to run the soundboard.
Now yeah, really?
Now I don't have to do that.
Yeah,
now we can be lazy.
What you felt about that? Like, how do you feel not like having to like really do anything, man?
Me?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
just around.
It's kind of cool, man. I like not having to do anything for a little bit. That's awesome.
Definitely step up.
We'll be done. Yeah, we'll be done with this, and then we get to like just turn off the computer or whatever.
I know it's made my editing life like a billion times easier. I don't have to worry about cutting things back and forth since it does it for me.
Yes, that's the best part of it. That's why we like using it. But
we
still
go.
We still go back to our traditional camera. For the other shows, because the quality's better, so
right.
That's the only thing that's different about it is that that's all we do is when we have interviews and stuff. Though we love using Google Plus for that, so it's pretty awesome. I like it.
All hail
love you, Google.
Lord Google.
Yeah.
Google will be the Skynet of the future.
If they're not already.
Right.
See, I'm still in a Elder Scrolls mode, so you have, like, the Daedric God Apple and the Daedric God Google. You have all these different people worshiping different gods. That's more what it's like to me. Yeah, I was talking about Elder Scrolls Online, but I've been playing Oblivion. Because after playing Skyrim, I was like, I have to... get deeper into this, so I went and found Oblivion for like $15.
Nice.
Been playing the hell out of that, so.
Now see, my ass has been playing Mass Effect. I haven't played it before, and I finally sat down and played through the entire thing. It's
so
okay.
I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts on that, man? I've been wanting to pick it up, and I just haven't ever picked it up. Every time I look at it, like, it's so weird because every time I look at it, I want to buy it used, and like, the first one is cheaper than the second one. And that kind of like blows my head just a little bit. Like, I don't understand their whole like pricing on used video games, man.
Oh, don't get me started. I used to work for GameStop, and yeah, it's a giant mess.
Yeah.
You know what? The first game wasn't bad. I was kind of disappointed by the ending, but I've read through a couple of walkthroughs, and people have been saying go Renegade mode, which is like the super badass, be a jerk the entire time. And apparently that's way more fun than being a good guy.
Oh,
so
really?
I think I'm going to play through it again as a badass and see if I like it better. I mean, as a whole, it's not a bad game, but the ending kind of disappointed me.
Okay. But I have heard the cool thing about that is, like, the way that you play through and, like, the first one follows through to the second one, which follows through to the third one or whatever.
That was really cool, and that's kind of what intrigued me is, like, so all the choices I make now will affect the next two games. Oh, crap, I hope I don't fuck this up. Because you can make some pretty, you make some really critical choices in the first game, and you're just like, oh, shit, what are the consequences down the line? Should I pick up the next game? Because this person is not here, but then this person is, oh, fuck. Yeah. There's no easy way around it.
Champions of Norrath was supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. It was just sort of like, oh, you just carried on some of your gear and your health and your stats from the previous game. So I was always kind of disappointed. I mean, it's definitely not the same game by any means, but I was sort of disappointed in that aspect of it. Cause I thought like some of the choices that you make in that game are supposed to like carry on to the next one. And it never really did.
Right. And we're going into battle mode already.
We are. I told y'all I had a little surprises for y'all. These are all like little hats and things like that I have for costumes that I've actually put together and stuff. And I figured, what a great place than to don them than on Cospod. And this thing's fucking heavy, dude. This is actually, it's actually like a helmet that I bought at an antique store, man. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's actually actual real deal, and it's, God bless, it gets tiresome on the neck after a while. So this isn't going to be on long. That's the reason why I decided to do this one first.
Is that from the Dirt Malls?
Yeah, that's from the Dirt Malls here on the square, man.
We have antique malls, but they're dirt malls.
I forgot I was going to do this.
Oh, there we go.
Hey!
You just know how to turn it on.
Oh, yeah.
In that case, an early happy Halloween to everybody, because clearly Amber and I are all dressed up for the occasion.
This is about as much costuming as I do.
Do you do anything for Halloween, guys, or do you just kind of let it go?
You're only going to get tired of that fucking drum roll.
I love these sounds. Oh, my God.
No, I usually actually do dress up for Halloween. I've got, like I said, a few costumes that I have thrown together. Nothing like, I've got a pretty good 101st Airborne World War II era paratrooper uniform that I put together. And these last two, this one and the helmet are both from that or whatever. So, but yeah, I usually, I don't know, I keep saying I want to cosplay during a convention or whatever, but I'm usually like trying to run around, do something or whatever, and I'm always afraid like I'm just going to screw something up and I don't know. Plus, I always just kind of forget to bring them with or whatever. So, yeah, exactly.
That would be a problem.
I haven't dressed up in years, man. I haven't had a costume for a very long time. I think the last thing I have was like a Freddy Krueger mask, which I've got sitting around somewhere. But that wasn't for Halloween. That was just to scare the shit out of somebody, so.
Was the mission accomplished, at least?
Yes, it was. You hide out in a bathroom at work long enough.
Oh, fabulous.
People start to think you're creepy. We're taking a really long poop, one of the two.
You just don't let people know you're in there. It's a one-seater. It's fine.
Right.
I almost want to try this at work now just to see what happens. I got a ton of scary math. But I don't know if the 60-year-old ladies would appreciate that.
they might be happy they're already in the bathroom if that's the case, man. Right. Ah! Oh,
but no, not just costumes. Like, do you guys decorate your houses or, you know, go out and do anything, or you just kind of keep it casual?
I try to. I've got a few Halloween decorations. I didn't put anything up last year, and mainly just about every flat surface here in Echo Base is overtaken by Star Wars, to tell you the truth. So I try to do a little bit of decoration, but like I do decorate for Christmas. Christmas is like my thing, but I mean I love I love Halloween and Christmas both, but like pretty much like the one I really go out for, like throw up a Christmas tree and all like that type of jazz. Like I'm a big fucking kid when it comes down to it, man. Like it's just ridiculous. So of course, naturally, I love dressing up and I love, you know, just every aspect about Halloween and just I don't know, man, just getting to be the different person for the day is what is most fun about it to me. I don't know. And that's another reason why I keep saying, like, I really want to cosplay whenever I go. Because since I already have, like, three costumes as it is, like, I should just go ahead and wear them and cosplay at conventions and stuff. I just don't have – I really couldn't tell you why I don't, to tell you the truth. I just – mainly I like to think of it as, like, it would slow me down in some way, but more than likely it wouldn't. Of course, I just have to keep up with a bunch of other crap than what I already do, but
yeah. It's too much shit for you to handle.
Right.
Dave is a pack mule when it comes to cons, though.
You've
got the bag, and you've got the poster tube, and you've got, like, I don't know what else you got carrying.
Yeah, it's...
And then I've got, like, the AV gear whenever we head out, so...
I gotcha.
That's kind of what it turns into. And then by the end of the day, you've got this strap that's, like, pulling down on half your body because you've got a full of crap, so...
Oh, dude. Yeah, I was... Whenever I got back from Celebration, I was so ready to just unstrap everything and just take a few days off. Just so much walking and lugging just shit around, man. I've got the hugest bag in the world from We Love Fine T-shirts or whatever. It's seriously, like... Y'all know me. I'm a very large guy. So, like, I'm 6'5", and this thing is, like, 3/4 the size of me. Like, it goes from my chest.
Holy crap.
Yeah, this thing goes down from my chest pretty much almost to my ankles. So, like, that'll give you an idea how deep this bag is. But it was awesome, man. Like, got it, like, the first day, and, like, I was just, like, walking around going, like, this is badass, man. I'm just going to carry everything around in this. Of course, I was like, no, dude, I'm not lugging this thing around for 4 days, dude.
It looks like one of those swag bags from, like, E3. That, like,
I'll tell you what.
You strap it on, and it's, like, at your armpit all the way down to your ankle.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's huge.
I'll go grab it and see if we can show it off real fast. I don't know if this will work or not.
That's a huge-ass bag. Damn.
Yeah, because there's people who just collect swag at some of those conventions.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of those companies used to give away, like, really good things, but they don't do it that much anymore.
Yeah, they really don't. The last one that I went to that had a ton of swag was in Fanime, and that was in California. I brought myself an extra suitcase just for swag, and I'm glad that I did. I got so much free T-shirts and free shit, it was beyond my mind. I was like, holy crap, usually I have to pay for this stuff.
Yeah, Dave was, when he went to Celebration, he went over to the Gentle Giant booth. Because, like, one of their giveaway things that they were doing was they had replica keychains of the original Star Wars toys that were released back in, like, the 70s and 80s. There we go. Say something, Dave, so it pops up on screen.
Okay, so I can't hear anything, but I'm just going to say, hey, look at this. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's rather huge.
That is awesome. I want it. I want that bag.
Oh, God, I got to take this hat off.
So, Dave, I found a Star Wars ornament that you're going to want.
Oh, yeah, which one's that?
It's because I got dragged into Hallmark.
Hallmark? Yeah, they have their keepsakes out already.
Yeah, like, I get them every year.
There's a Darth Vader one that talks.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I really want the Lego Stormtrooper that they have out this year too.
Because he said something about, like, I know you're excited, but it's not Christmas yet, you know.
what he is he's a peak protector, is what they're calling it, I think. And it's like if somebody gets near the tree or gets in underneath the tree to, like, shake presents or whatever, he goes off supposedly. So
Sweet.
He's fairly sensitive. I set him off at least 3 times in the store, so.
All right.
Yeah, I've gotten so many of those keepsakes that I have just a Star Wars tree now.
Oh, really?
I have so many of those freaking keepsake ornaments, man. Dude, I started collecting them when they first came out.
That's so awesome. I have a Yoda tree topper, so.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, I had to pick him up, and I got him at Target like 3 years ago. It's like complete. I have
very
cool. Yeah, I have a. This is the Halloween episode, and we're talking about Christmas stuff.
That's yeah, I know. Awesome. What the fuck?
it's like any Amber's, store.
Amber's about to curse out loud again just to, like, get all pissed off at us. God damn it.
Oh, Amber, your microphone's not working, hon.
Figures.
Unmute yourself.
Piece of shit. I was going to say that... Thank you.
I didn't do that one.
The bad part is we all have soundboards now.
I know!
Yes, I know. No, I find it kind of frustrating that their merchandise comes out right after Halloween, if not before that.
Coming out in September now.
It's September.
I've seen stores carrying Christmas stuff now. Like, mid-September is when they started rolling out Christmas stuff.
I like my holidays separate. I want to enjoy my Halloween costumes, and comes Thanksgiving, and then Christmas.
No, I'm 100% with you, man. Oh.
Your producer tries to keep you covered there.
Right, dude, I completely forgot about it. I just left my mouse, my pointer over top of the drum roll thing so that way I would get it. But yeah, I think this one's about to get gonged.
We need a gong.
Yeah, right.
Hang on. There we go. And the cheese head is thrown aside.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a Green Bay fan.
Oh, that makes me sad. I am a Green Bay fan, but that's like the only thing I care about.
That actually came from Lambeau Field, to tell you the truth, man. My dad picked it up.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. But, no, dude, I'm right there with you. I really wish the retail would separate out and say, hey, dude, this time is Halloween, this time is Thanksgiving, and this time is Christmas. Like, don't try to throw your Santa Clauses in with my skeletons, man. Like, it's
so
just,
creepy.
Right, dude? I mean, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to work on it. I want to get the good Viking, like, Santa beard going on for Christmas or whatever.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I decided I would support the No Shave November by doing a No Trim October. And then go into No Shave November. So that way by December, I should have a pretty good, like, fairly red Santa beard going on.
St. Dave.
Yeah, right.
He brings with him nothing but curse words and...
beer.
And beer.
And in his sack are many Star Wars collectible ornaments.
And porno mags.
Now, Merry Christmas, little Timmy.
Are those for the good girls or the not so good girls?
Oh, it's for a new love. Oh, damn it.
Well, you gotta have a list. You gotta have a naughty and nice list. Right. Like that, so yeah.
There's the naughty but awesome, and then there's the naughty just stay fuck away, dude.
You've been bad. You get 2 girls, 1 cup.
Oh.
That was
wah, wah. Right.
Where's the sound effect?
There isn't one for that. Unless maybe. Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Cool. It's under the drama one.
Right beneath the gong. I had to do it again just because.
That's great.
It's amazing.
Damn you, Google. Why did you give us this cool shit?
I was just about to say that. Damn you, Google.
Google. I'm going to get so distracted.
Speaking of
distractions. Val, do you ever make it out to that pet thing? Do you ever make it out to the Halloween costume?
No.
Link me to something.
Yeah, my ass had to stay at work until 9 p.m. because people kept calling in sick, so no. They had this cool charity thing in downtown Dallas that was supposed to benefits were going to Operation Kindness, which is 100% no-kill animal shelter.
Yeah.
Really, really cool place. I've been there before.
Yeah, I volunteered some time there one time.
Yeah, and they were having a costume contest, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
At a bar.
Pets.
Was it pets dressed up or what?
No. No pets were dressed.
Oh, okay. So nobody put their...
Was it furries?
I didn't see any in the photos, but people were telling me that there was lots of alcohol consumed.
Oh, man.
I think I should have went just for photos, even if it was for like half a second.
Yeah, that's almost a must-go opportunity right there. I was just curious if anybody else subjected their pet to like humiliation, like what I did to Sally dog with their Yoda.
Oh
costume.
No, I refuse to do that to my dogs. But I also have dogs that are like 130, 40, 50 pounds. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I mean, I have a Great Dane
costume.
Oh, dude,
oh. Actually, Yuki might be good as Jabba the Hutt. That would be pretty funny. I guess Tiberius would be Lando.
That would be awesome. Dude, have y'all seen that Jabba the Hutt costume that has a little fan in it that blows
yes!
it up, I guess? Yes. Okay, is it just me, or does that thing just look like a big, huge penis walking around whenever people are wearing it?
It does! My goodness! Okay, I thought I was the only one thinking this.
Yeah,
that thing is so ludicrous. Amber, you have to see this. It is so stupid.
Yeah, if you haven't
I'm sure
seen
we
it,
will insert a picture into our podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Hold on.
He's going to make it happen. Hang on.
I'll take care of that.
The giant Jabba cock costume.
It will make us millions.
We're going to be talking Star Wars costumes later on in our cos philosophy.
Oh my goodness. If we get to that point.
So explain y'all's costumes to me real fast. What are y'all dressed up as?
Well, I am doing...
You go first.
Is to say, yeah, I am dueling Mulan. You can't really see all of it, of course, and I don't have my wig on. But usually I make my own costume every year, or I do something scary for the kids. But I was like, this year, I'm going to make something that people might recognize me. Let's do Mulan, because I like Mulan. She was a badass. She went to a war. Go her. So I made that, and I'll be wearing it later on this month. But I do a lot of scary stuff. Like, I try to do Bride of Frankenstein or mummies or, like, really gory zombies.
Awesome. Because
I'm all about scaring the shit out of kids.
Well, zombies are supposed to be gory, period.
Yes! Anyways,
man. They're supposed to be nasty, fucked up, bloody, and there's...
Oh, wait, here it is. There's,
here we
there's...
go. Here it is. Let me talk so it shows up on screen here. That is just... Not right, actually. I've never seen that until you guys started talking about it, so.
And it's just the head part that makes it look like just a huge, it's like, it has the big mushroom head, dude, is what it is. It's just awful.
I'm driving the heart. I'm a damn penis. Yeah.
Between that one and the stupid wampa blanket or, you know, sleeping bag, oh my god.
Dude. I really want that Tauntaun sleeping bag, something fierce.
The Tauntaun one is great.
Yes, yes. Okay, so Amber, what are you dressed up as?
I'm basically a musketeer. You can't really see it on camera, but I do actually have a corset on. I'm in leather.
All right.
Ladies, if you get a corset, get a good quality one, and this is actually a really good quality one. So
yeah, there's there's a lady at Scarborough that makes really good corsets, and I think her name is Scarlet's Corsets or whatever. She might have an online store, but she does really good work, man. Like, they're actual metal ribbing in them, mm-hmm. like that, instead of the plastic. So yeah, they're really, really cool. Of course,
she's a nice lady too.
Yes. No, I found out my ex-wife bought a corset from there or whatever, so I got to learn a lot about corsets in the, like, 15, 20 minutes that we were there while she was shopping for one. So I was like, oh, hey, that's kind of cool. You know?
It's hard to make a good corset.
Yeah,
it's
hurt like
really
a mofo.
Hard.
Dude, I couldn't imagine actually trying to build one, like, yourself, like, physically. Like, that's just got to be, like, asking for bloody fingers or something like that.
Been there. Done that.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they say blood, sweat, and tears goes into cosplay.
Red. You got red on you.
Oh, again?
I don't have red on me.
Oh, hey.
my shirt today is red, although I do have other colors. Because I have red
to be
in
fanciful.
There. Yeah, well. It's one of my many Renaissance outfits. God knows I have too many Ren outfits.
Oh, yeah? So do you usually go to, like, Scarborough and stuff like that and dress up or what? Well, son of a bitch, man.
I usually go... I don't go as often to Scarborough because kind of like... Fan Days, it's the same con every year.
Yeah.
Nothing changes, so I don't go to Scarborough as often. I do prefer to go to Texas Renaissance Festival.
Okay, I've heard that's more of a grown-up Renaissance Festival than what Scarborough is.
It is the after dark of Renaissance Festival.
I got super hammered at Scarborough this
approved.
Year. I got super hammered at Scarborough this year. Me and a buddy of mine went, and we were walking around. We hit every, and I'm not kidding, dude, we hit every beer stand that there was and got a Franziskaner from there. And if you've never had Franziskaner, I suggest that you try it because it's amazing. And, dude, I just remember there's one point in time where we're actually standing in the middle of, like, this major, like, thoroughfare there through the middle of Scarborough. We're just, like, hanging out, talking, like, just all sorts of, like, and realize we've been standing there for, like, 20, 30 minutes just shooting the shit and just, like, I don't know, it was ridiculous, dude. It was good times, though. Good times. But yeah.
Well, TRF is a little bit better, I think, than Scarborough because they have the outdoor camping area. So you can have dancing around the bonfires at night with the drum circles and the fire spinning.
Hell yeah, dude.
Penis.
You said fire. I used to spin. You said fire. That sold it for me.
I used to spin fire actually at TRF quite a bit. I haven't been practicing in the last year though, so I'll have to get back into that.
Well, you better start practicing because you're going to do it at Alcon out next to the pool one night.
Hell yeah.
So there you go. You have no choice now.
It is required.
It is required.
Well, the last few times I actually went.
The glow sticks out and just light shit on fire and start.
No, fuck that. We're lighting shit on fire, dude. Like, there's lots of water next to the, it's a pool, dude. It'll be all good.
It'll be fine.
Everybody will think it's badass. It'll be fine, dude. Don't worry about it. You're cool.
Oh, they would think it's badass.
Yeah.
That's not the problem. The problem is a burn ban, which is what prevented us actually last year.
Oh,
there was a burn ban down by TRF, and the only things that they allowed were propane stove fires.
Oh, lame.
We couldn't have any in fact, they had a glow stick bonfire.
Dude,
they really did. They had an LED bonfire because you couldn't light a real one. So they just put a whole bunch of glowing things in a pile.
Good job, whoever did that.
You're welcome. That's
other than that,
sad.
It was fun.
That's pitiful to go for a glow stick bonfire. I mean, yeah, kind of cute, but that's just sad.
It was what it was.
We want fire. I'm sorry. We burn things for fun. We want fire.
You can thank your elected officials for that one. Speaking of Renaissance.
Arr!
Did you celebrate International Talk Like a Pirate Day?
Arr, yes I did. I was Captain Dirty Dave the Red most of the day. Oh, Sally, what are you doing? Sally was talking. Didn't realize I left my bedroom door open, so she's probably going.
I was so mad that they made it on the day that it was, because Dunkin' Donuts was giving away free donuts if you actually dressed up like a pirate, like a free dozen donuts.
What?
And I was like, this is the middle of a work day. I don't have the time to go run to Dunkin' Donuts and back in pirate gear.
Yeah.
And there's no way I would be able to sit there all day in that in the outfit.
And then go to work.
Yeah.
I've done that.
See, that was a good day to have an eye injury and just walk in and be like, look, I'm a pirate.
Just
fuck you
tag.
All.
I can't see.
I don't think work would appreciate that.
Yeah. But this is... This
some
is...
business... Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Some businesses actually are better about letting their employees dress up now.
They are, yeah.
Well, if you're the person bringing the free donuts to work, they'll allow it.
That's a good point. I was kind of wanting to hoard them for myself. So,
just keep them in your desk drawer. Be all inconspicuous about it. No.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I already hoard coffee pots, so I mean, hey. We have these little coffee packs because they have a K-Cup Keurig brewer, and I always hog the good ones, so I save them in my drawer.
Wow, you're a dick.
Yes, I am.
See, you're like the heroin dealer I worked in. Go by and see Val. She's got the good shit, man.
I have the good coffee and tea.
She's got that Tijuana Mama stuff, dude. I swear. She'll fucking wake you up like you won't believe.
I only give them to the people that deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
So are you going to stash candy this year, Val?
No, because here's the thing. I'm probably the reason for most of the cavities and tooth decay in my neighborhood, because when it comes to Halloween and trick-or-treating, I give out handfuls of candy. It's not like, here's a piece. No, here's a handful. Enjoy. So I'll probably have somewhere in the realm of 6 to 8 pounds of candy every year. Guaranteed at least a third of it will just go to work.
Holy hell.
Yeah. And last year it was great because there was a little girl that came dressed up as a stormtrooper. It was the coolest thing ever because I was like, you didn't do the stupid little girly costumes. You did a stormtrooper. I gave her 5 handfuls of candy.
That's awesome.
I nearly broke her back.
So now we know what we have to do.
Yeah. Right? So note to self, dress up as Star Wars and go by and see Valerie on Halloween to get lots and lots of candy.
You will always get lots of candy.
All right.
It is a guarantee. And I get the good candy. I don't get any of that healthy bullshit.
Oh, dude, yeah. Don't be trying to give me an apple or anything like that. I'll
no, that is so dumb.
Right?
Someone gave away Nutrigain bars 1 year, and I was like, really? That's a cop-out.
Are you trying to make me toothbrushes?
Right. Oh, that's just dumb. Enjoy the candy. Here's the toothbrush.
Nutrigrain bars are expensive.
Yeah.
Besides everything else, besides being like a really shitty candy to give out, it's like it's expensive. So you can't do that. No.
I wonder how many people are handing out last year's candy that they bought the day after Halloween.
Those people deserve a commendation if that candy makes it all year long without being eaten, if you ask me, man. Like,
that's a good point.
I'd be like, I got candy in there. Okay.
Well, if you buy the kind you don't like.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Dave, have you seen the candy corn Oreos?
I've seen those. Oh, my goodness.
No, I haven't. But I did see that Walgreens has got, like, gourmet candy corn or some crap like that, man. Like, I don't know. Yeah,
what?
It's
weird. How do you make gourmet candy corn?
Candy corn's crap in general. Why would you gourmet it?
I don't know, dude. It's like there's like blackberry candy corn or something like that, and then there's I saw a few of them.
Dave loves candy corn.
Yeah, dude. I do. I can't help it.
You're weird.
I like candy corn in the pumps. Mainly, I like to play with my candy corn, dude. I can't get candy corn without doing the candy corn fangs, man. Like it's a must happen. Like it just.
See, I'm
just weird.
I'm of the belief that like somebody made a bunch of candy corn for 1 year, and then all the candy corn that gets like sold each year is recycled candy corn that gets picked out of the trash because no one else wants the candy corn.
It's like fruitcake.
Yeah. No one likes damn candy corn. You're weird, man.
It happens. Y'all are just fucking communists for not liking it, is what it is.
So he's only weird for not liking candy corn, and I'm un-American for not liking bacon.
Yeah, she doesn't like bacon.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Well, if she had bacon soda, I could see why she wouldn't like bacon.
Oh, yeah, dude, the bacon soda was bad.
That's nasty.
And I'm not talking like bacon soda like Arm & Hammer that you put in your fridge and stuff like that, dude.
Bacon soda.
That's
what did us in on that show. That's what did us in. Eating the bugs where it was like, that was just mental. That was just sort of like I'm eating bugs. But it was the bacon soda that actually did us in because we were both going to throw up after that.
Oh,
that stuff is nasty.
Ruff doesn't even go to explain it, dude. It was just god-awful.
Whoever decided that was a brilliant idea probably needs to be castrated because that was horrible.
Yeah. But first they need to have their balls put in a vise first. Yeah. Lester's fixings.
Is it still there on the table or on the desk?
Yeah, the bottle's right over there.
Oh.
Oh, Lester's facings. Well, never mind. I won't make that joke.
You know, it may not be too bad because I'm thinking, because I like to fry a lot of stuff and deep fry stuff. Maybe if you did it with, like, maybe if you did, like, a deep fried turkey with bacon and soda, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. Because I've deep fried it with soda before, and I've deep fried it with bacon, but not together.
No.
You gotta calm down. That's all I'm saying is you gotta calm down because, like, saying stuff like that will make me fall in love. Like, I'm just saying, like, you're talking about deep frying stuff here. Like, there's a reason why I'm a large man. It's because I like to eat. I can't help it.
Do you go to State Fair?
No, dude, I've never been to the State Fair, but I have made many
trips. I'll be going Tuesday.
You realize how much fried food they sell, right?
And it's awesome fried food.
But they also have it at the Irish Festival as well.
I disagree. I went to the fair a couple of years ago with my brother, and we tried fried butter. That was disgusting.
Awesome!
Fried Coke, which was absolutely disgusting. Oh,
it was good! What is wrong with you? You have weird taste buds. You both have odd taste buds.
I've never tried it. It just sounds weird to me. Like, fried Coke sounds kind of strange. I'd be willing to give it a go because it's fucking fried. I just think of fried butter as like a stick of butter that somebody rolled in flour and then threw it in a fryer for like.
That's exactly what it is. That's
pretty much what it is, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Oh. No, the fried Coke is
Oprah approved.
Fried Coke is
Oprah and Paula Deen.
Exactly.
It's a very Paula Deen sort of menu.
Now we're gonna fry some butter.
I might have just got my man card revoked by knowing Paula Deen, but dude, that woman, I swear to God, I'd marry her too.
I think it's okay considering how much she deep fries shit.
Okay, exactly.
You'd have to put up with her talking through her nose, dude. Could you deal with that?
Fuck yeah. Then just tell her you're putting something.
Oh, no.
I think this year
he'll gain another 50 pounds.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
That'd be awesome.
I think this year's State Fair, they're doing fried cupcakes.
I know their special is fried jambalaya, and I'll try that. And I'll try fried cupcakes if I can find them. But, no, the fried Coke's nasty. All that is donut holes and Coke syrup. It's disgusting.
Dude.
Pretty much.
Well, I gotta say, like, one of the really, like, best ways that I found, saw this lady take a cupcake. The best way to eat a cupcake is you, like, rip the bottom off.
Yes.
And sandwich it on top.
So,
yes, dude, you know it. Oh, that's awesome.
The cupcake sandwich, yeah.
Fuck,
I've never heard of this.
It's
I learned it on Cake Boss.
Amazing. Okay. I think the what's that lady's name that's on the Food Network? Not Giada, but the other one, the semi-homemade lady or whatever. I learned it from watching her.
Okay, now your man card's in question.
Yeah, it happens, man. You got to learn to cook somewhere. My mom taught me how, but, like, of course, there was, like, a small army that grew up over in my house, so, like, it was all, like, large portions, so. But
I find nothing wrong with large portions, occasionally.
Oh, hell no.
You can't survive.
Well, as I tell everybody, like, I come from the land of giants. Like, it's like the 6-foot-plus club over at my house. Like, it's like everybody except for my mom, pretty much. So it's you know, whenever it comes down to something like that, it's big, huge banquet feasts and stuff like that. It's seriously like going to, like, a Viking hall and just, like, rah, like Thor's there and, you know, Odin and crap. It's good times. I don't know.
You guys want to talk the Star Wars thing now?
What's the Star Wars thing?
Cost philosophy.
I don't even remember what the hell it was.
Sexifying costumes.
Oh, yeah!
Slave Leia fits right in.
Yeah, because there's something... Okay, we were trying to put a format, quote-unquote, to this, but clearly that fucking shit's not going to happen. So, but I know one thing I wanted to talk about was... someone had put this post up, and I've been sharing it on Facebook. There's so much wrestling in the background.
Sorry about that. I was closing the box to my pirate hat.
No, you're cool.
It was ex- It was expensive, so it has a nice little place for it to go. So
it has its own hat box.
Exactly.
That's very manly.
Yeah. Hey, dude. It's the box it was shipped in, but hey, it keeps it from getting crushed.
And he's been redeemed.
Dude, that thing was like almost $300, dude. So that's like the most expensive part of my costume. Yeah, dude. But it's treated. I can wear it out in the rain.
Oh, okay.
So it won't lose shape or anything like that. It's actually treated with beeswax, like what they used to treat the pirate hats or the hats back in that time. So.
Gotcha. So it's a genuine pirate hat. All
right, man, baby. I tell you what.
I actually have a friend in San Francisco who's going to the pirate shop for me this weekend. I'm seeing if he can get me a couple of things.
What? There's a pirate shop in San Francisco?
Yep, and it's called the Pirate Shop.
No way.
Mm-hmm. It is awesome.
Okay, like, my three favorite things aren't, like, whiskers on kittens and raindrops and roses. It's pirates, zombies, and Star Wars.
If you have those three things, ladies, you can please this man.
Oh, dude, yeah. Actually, if you just have, like, one of those three things, then I'm pretty much good, to tell you the truth. The other I can make up for on my own. But anyways, get back on topic.
Yeah, on topic. Anyway, with this idea of fantasy characters such as, like, Harry Potter and stuff, but being slutified in their costumes. Like, the most obvious one is, I'm sure you guys know of Harry Potter in some fashion or another. The female character, Hermione, where she looks like a normal schoolgirl, pretty pale, but then you go to the costume version that you can get at Party City, and it's like short skirt, short shirt, boobs out, butt out, everything's going all over the place. And a lot of people are up in arms about that, at least in terms of us crazy-ass cosplayers. And I'm curious to find out what you guys think of it. If it's appropriate, if it's what people wear, what they want to wear, whatever the fuck y'all think.
I think it's kind of ridiculous myself. Like, even the whole, like, I don't know if you've seen there's a group now of Imperial officer ladies wearing, like, black leather cat costumes or whatever, you know, with, like, the hat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, man, like, I've seen a picture of the Hermione costume that you're talking about, and it's to each their own if they really want to do it, but don't try to sit there and run around and cosplay in it. If you want to do it for Halloween, for some reason, girls feel like they have to dress all sexy for Halloween. I'm more impressed with, like, the badass costume that somebody took time on to make it look realistic than to be like, oh, look at me, I'm all slutty and stuff. I don't know. That's my opinion on it. But I really go by the philosophy to each their own. I'm not gonna look down on you if you want to do it like that. But I'd rather see the actual, like, somebody took time to make it more movie accurate.
So. Mhm. And you know what? It's funny that you mentioned the Imperial officer stuff. Some of that is starting to become 501st approved.
Are you fucking serious?
Mm-hmm. Like, the Sith cheerleader outfits are almost approved now. Is that just not sad or what?
Dude, I have to talk so that way people can see my body language. But yeah, just kind of like...
It's depressing.
It is, man. Like, and that's the thing about the 501st is their quality and their standards are so high that not just anybody can get in. And now you're saying pretty much like, hey... You throw together this slutty girl costume and we'll let you in because, hey, you're a slutty girl, blah, blah, blah. It's fucking stupid, man.
It's ridiculous because I know I'm currently working on Asajj Ventress for my future Star Wars costume. And just reading the requirements alone, I was like, holy fuck balls, that's a lot of shit to put together. Yeah, but then you go over two pages over to Mara Jade in her dancer outfit. And it's so simple, so quick, you don't really have to put a lot of effort into it, and they'll totally accept it.
Yeah. You should check out the requirements for Boba Fett, by the way. If you want to see
something
ridiculous. Oh, I bet
it's ludicrous.
Oh, dude, it's insane. Like, you know, this ding has to be here so many millimeters away from the far right panel on the chest plate and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, dude. I would like to.
That.
Yeah. I'm depressed. My Boba Fett broke today while I was dusting.
My guns in my other spaceship.
One of the sluttifying ones I really noticed this year, especially with the advent of the Avengers, is comic book costumes.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the sexy Thor for a woman or the sexy Captain America. And it's just like, come on, man. You really don't need to be doing that.
And all the ladies love Loki.
Well, I mean, Thor was a woman for a little while, and so was Loki. Loki was a...
True.
So, the costume thing, like, I'm okay with the little sexy costumes for bedroom stuff, but as far as, like...
We're talking public Halloween.
For public Halloween? Not for public Halloween, but if it's, like, an adult party, like, if it's going to be, like, you know, everybody's over 18 or 21 or whatever, and they're at a party, I can see that. But as far as, like, cosplay and actual, like, costuming is that type of stuff, then no. Like, I don't know. That's where I would draw the line at, I guess.
But we figure what happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I've always kind of, like...
Little living room or kitchen or...
Or dinner. Maybe the backyard.
To me, at least, to see, like you'll see a hot girl in a skimpy outfit on Halloween because it's Halloween and it's always going to happen, but... There's always, like, that part of you that's sort of, like, disappointed because you're like, you could have done something else.
Yeah.
Well, they have some sexy costumes, like the... I forget what their names are, but the girls with Iron Man.
Oh, the Ironettes?
The Ironettes, yeah.
Yeah, that... I mean, that's kind of already a sexy costume. You don't have to do anything to it. So there are always those options.
You know, have you seen the line of the Sesame Street sexy costumes?
What the hell?
Let me see if I can find this. Keep talking. Hang on.
That just sounds, like, wrong. There are some things that you shouldn't do sexy, and Sesame Street's probably one of them.
That just screams, like...
Pedophile.
All sorts of wrong, man. Like, oh, check out my sexy Elmo. Or better yet, Cookie Monster. Nom, 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 nom. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't see Cookie Monster, but that's really fucking funny.
I think my childhood has been destroyed.
Who are you? I'm Cookie Monster.
Can you see Oscar the Grouch with a trash can?
Dude,
I was just about to go there. I was just about to go to Oscar the Grouch. And it's like, oh, dude. Oh. I don't know what to think about that, man. Like, I've got a, I don't know. Like, that's just, you might have.
I know Big Bird's going to be a costume this year anyway because of the whole political thing, which we won't necessarily have to get into right now. But you don't have to sexify it to make a point.
Okay, you got to explain the Big Bird thing to me because I've heard about this, but I haven't.
Okay, during the debates last week, or I guess it was the week before last, Romney said that he would take money out of certain programs, and it was funny because PBS was like a big hand in the debates, and he's like, I'm sorry, PBS, I love Big Bird and stuff, but I'd take money away from you guys to give money to a different area. And so ever since then, there's actually been a couple of Obama like campaigns that have Big Bird involved in them, and then Sesame Street's like, take us out of the debates, man. We don't want to have anything to do with it. We don't want to have anything to do with any of the political stuff. We, you know, we're glad that people support us. We hope that, you know, if you're going to vote for Romney, that you guys would want to support us, but we don't want to have anything to do with it. So it's been turned into, like, Big Bird being the sort of...
What political
was,
icon.
Joe the plumber? Was that who it was the year before?
Or yeah.
Joe, he's turned into the Joe the plumber of this year.
All right, so here's the costumes. This is obviously Bert and Ernie. Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Isn't it?
What the fuck?
We all start laughing.
My oh my god.
I was stunned. Right?
My brain.
I was stunned at first, and now
now I gotta turn off screen share.
I don't know.
Hang on. There we go.
Wow. Who came up with that?
Oh, I think we just lost Val.
One who did not have a brain. Or any sense of sanity.
That really just
disappointed
me.
Yeah, clearly no childhood.
Beyond no, that has to come from like, yeah, that has to come from like, that has to come from someplace forward. And I'm not saying anything bad about foreign people, but I'm just saying that this like, this obviously somebody that didn't dress up, or not dress up, but that's somebody that didn't watch Sesame Street as a kid, dude.
Clearly because, not.
I don't know. I think there's weird pedophile tendencies and shit like that. I think it's weird. Like
don't watch Sesame Street today.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I mean, I'm just saying to make a costume, a sexy costume, a sexy version of something like that is just sort of weird.
Yeah, that hurts my head.
Because I know that there are already some sexy costumes that kind of wore around to begin with, like Slave Leia, that didn't need any changes, and you know, for adult sort of parties. That's been around forever since.
Sure.
Well, I think I'm going to change my opinion here. Like, I'm okay with a sexy costume as long as it's in the realm of adults. Like, I have a problem with. Yeah, the sexy Hermione thing is sort of weird because you know she's a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have a problem with the pedophile angle. I guess. Is
so
where
no
I'm
toddlers in tiaras.
that stuff makes me sick to my stomach sometimes, seeing that kind of stuff. Like, that just flips me out, why people would put their kids through that type of stuff. So, no,
right.
Absolutely not.
For those who don't know who Honey Boo Boo is, you live under a rock, go Google it. You will find it very quickly.
Who made her infamous and famous? That is just fucked up.
Reality
I'll be honest, I didn't know who Honey Boo Boo was till yesterday.
That's okay,
it's
Dave.
Okay.
I heard the name, but I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know what Gangnam Style was until about 3 days ago.
I still don't know what it is.
I found out what that is last weekend. I was so happy whenever I found out. I was like, oh.
The session decided to boot me.
Speaking of sexy ladies, now we're talking Gangnam Style.
I'm starting to learn the dance.
What is that exactly? Because I still am not. I'm not. Totally.
It is a South Korean rapper who sings an earworm-worthy song that's kind of almost a little bit of house trance style, and it's very catchy, and there's a very distinctive dance that goes with it that is basically a cowboy riding a horse.
Yeah.
Wizard World's doing a I think a Gandalf style. They're doing some sort of Gingham style thing.
Yeah, there's a Gandalf style. There's a Klingon style. Apparently somebody's there's a bunch of them now. It's ridiculous. The Klingon one's really funny though, because he speaks in Klingon the entire time.
I have to look this up later after the episode.
Yeah, you have to Google that one. It's ridiculous. And what's funny is I read a story that the song is not popular at all in Japan. Of all the places you think it would be really popular, Japan does not like the song.
That
well, good for Japan.
This is me.
I foresee skits being done next year with that as the dance.
Absolutely. I'm going to get so sick and tired of it.
Which is kind
I'm already sick
just,
of it now.
It's the next viral thing. So as soon as we get the next viral thing, it will die a very slow and painful death. But it is
hopefully
catchy.
Sooner. Yeah, it is catchy.
Have you heard the mix-up of that and Call Me Maybe?
Unfortunately.
Somebody did a mashup of both songs, and it's like the greatest earworm ever made.
It's so horrible.
I'm so glad that I'm sheltered sometimes.
Yeah, be really happy that you are, because it's... Oh, my head hurts just thinking about it.
So I wanted to ask... Cospod a question.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a big jump in like Kamen Rider stuff. Is that like getting huge in cosplay by any chance?
It's starting to. That's the funny thing about it is some things have been coming in cycles, and I've noticed a lot of old school stuff is coming back into style again, and Kamen Rider is starting to pick up steam, and it's kind of cool to see it. I'm all for one loving it.
Shonen is making a big comeback in general now that the old standbys of Bleach and Naruto are kind of just tapering off.
Right.
People need a new Bleach and a new Naruto to follow, and that just happens to be one of them.
It's so cool.
It would be interesting to see, like, those, the older shows, like, kind of come up, like, maybe get American English dubs on them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have those come up as shows.
I think a number of us.
I don't know if it knows what we're talking about.
I got no fucking clue. I've heard of Bleach and Naruto, and that's about it.
Like, Power Rangers was based sort of off of Kamen Rider.
Isn't it a good Kamen Rider? Like, it basically is, yeah. It's like a ripoff.
Well, it's from what I understand, is it the same show? Because they do, because the show's been around for years. It's kind of like Doctor Who, where it's been around for years, but they've had different variations on it.
Right. I don't know if it is.
I don't know if it's Kamen Rider exactly, but it's a show that's been around for years in Japan, but we didn't get a hold of it until a lot later, so we got a later rendition of the characters. That's where all the Japanese footage came from, from those shows. So I've just noticed a big jump in like Kamen Rider stuff happening recently, and I was just wondering if that was starting to leak its way into cosplay.
I think we'll see more of it in the upcoming months as more cons, because a lot of cons are currently like in their wind-down mode. It'll pick up again in the spring. I think we'll start to see more of it kicking in. But yeah, old-school stuff is definitely becoming the hot ticket, because I know that's more my niche. I like the old-school shit. And she gives me a thumbs up. Thank you.
The old Japanese Spider-Man? You dig the old Japanese Spider-Man with the robot?
That is so awesome. I love that one. Oh, by the way, I finally saw Big Man Japan. You'll be proud of me.
What'd you think?
It is epic.
Isn't it? It's awesome.
It is fantastic. Holy crap.
Like, so far, anybody that I've recommended it to, they're like, man, you have some weird taste and stuff. And I was like, no, dude, that show is awesome.
Awesome. It is awesome. You have, if you guys haven't seen it, rent it on Netflix. It is worth the wait.
You know, Project Akon's going to be real big on old Japanese stuff this year, too.
Did they pick a theme yet?
The theme this year is Gateway to New Beginnings.
What does that mean?
Basically, it's supposed to represent their move to the new hotel, and this basically being a new beginning for them.
And so we're all going to wear a bunch of old shit.
That sounds like some chick's Pinterest website.
I think between that, because if you've seen a lot of the artwork on their website, it's very Japanese, and a lot of the decor in the current art collection in the Anatole is Asian. So they're pushing a really heavy Japanese theme this year.
Yeah, I hope you like jade horses, man. They got a lot of those.
There's a lot of ivory in there too.
Yeah.
It goes really good with the piece of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, really. Yes, it's like, it does. Nice contrast, guys. Asian, 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 and Berlin Wall. Okay. Thank you.
They have a piece of the Berlin Wall.
They do.
Yeah. They used to have it outside, and then they built that walkway from the main hotel building over to Trinity Hall, and they moved it indoors. But it used to actually be outside. It used to have, like, it would rain and sun and all that stuff would be on it. So now they've actually moved it inside. It's still kind of close to where Trinity Hall is at in the main hotel room. I want to say they have a room called Peacock, and it's right next to the Peacock room. So
yep,
you can see
it's outside the bar.
I don't know, what would you say? It's like probably about 6 or 7 feet across.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a good 12 to 16 feet high.
Yeah, it's pretty tall.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
they
great.
Have like a panel of them. Fucking cool.
It's really nifty.
You can
just
walk up and hug it.
Place. Yeah.
we don't recommend that, but you can.
Yes, you can.
it's not protected like behind glass or anything.
No. What would be good is
if you were keeping up communism, Wall.
What you need to do is get a picture of you, like, with your arm around it like that, and then, like, Photoshop David Hasselhoff in the sparkly jacket.
Oh, nice!
Oh,
that's what you need to do.
Standing on top of it, though. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he needs to be standing on top of it. That's what needs to happen.
Glory be to Hasselhoff.
Oh, All right. Hey, he's the one that brought down the wall anyways.
Exactly. Wasn't Mr. Gorbachev? Yeah. Freaking
David Hasselhoff.
David
Hasselhoff. Tear down that wall.
The original Nick Fury.
Mr. Hasselhoff, ring have down you, that wall.
Have you guys ever seen the S.H.I.E.L.D. movie that they did with Hasselhoff? As,
no!
Oh, it's awful.
I'm sure it's terrible.
It came on TV one day. Like, this was before Iron Man ever came out. And they're like, S.H.I.E.L.D., the movie. And I was like, they made a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie? Awesome! With David Hasselhoff. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh.
But it's great.
Is there
any
slow-mo running scenes?
No, it's him chewing on it. You can't understand him half the time because he's chewing on a cigar half the time.
Like, he just... What the fuck are you doing, Megan?
Doing the random slow motion thing.
Oh, okay.
I like to entertain him in my little box.
I got
I was wondering if
I'm sure if you're Gangnam Styling or what.
Yeah.
No, this is Gangnam Style. oh, my goodness.
So have we gone
completely Amber's off? Got it.
See, I was going to ask Amber, have we gone completely off the rails?
Completely.
Well, yeah, but that was kind of the point.
Going off the rails on the crazy train. There you go.
Speaking of movies coming out in cosplay, totally doing Lord of the Rings when The Hobbit comes out.
Oh, well, of course you are.
Yeah, I can't wait for The Hobbit. Yeah, that movie's going to be awesome.
I'm hoping good things from it, but here's the thing. I didn't really like the Lord of the Rings movies. I kind of fell asleep through the first
Communist!
One. Wait.
You're un-American.
In my defense, I love the books. Like, I am a huge fan of the books.
You know, you're totally not allowed un-American. To give shit for liking candy corn if you don't like Lord of the Rings.
But I like Star Wars. Does that give me points?
Your nerd card is in question.
I'll be in my Star Wars gear next weekend. Do I get nerd points?
You get nerd points, at least from Dave. Damn it! Like that.
I'm so cute.
Like, dude, Lord of the Rings. Really, you don't like Lord of the Rings?
I fell asleep. I'm sorry. I fell asleep through that in Titanic.
Have y'all seen
so
the fucking
something.
Lone Ranger movie?
Huh?
What?
Oh, dude, there's a cat fight outside.
You feel?
Oh, shit, nice.
Not like girls catfight, like an actual
should be
catfight.
Able to
oh. It's not as interesting, then.
I'm surprised Sal's not going ape shit. Yeah. But no, did you see that they've done a Lone Ranger movie? And
yes.
Johnny Depp
Johnny
is coming to Tonto. Yeah.
Well, in fact, he pushed really hard for that role, too.
Yeah,
he put
he
down
did.
Some of his own money to get that role.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
Did he decide to paint his skin?
Well, he's painted up, but I don't think he's painted like an Indian, like a Native American.
Way to try to be PC. If it helps any, I'm part Native American, and I really don't give a shit, so.
Well,
I am too, so even though you can't tell it from my gingerness.
It's a, yeah. I'm pretty close to being a ginger, too.
I'm like a 114th, but it doesn't count, so.
Oh, dude.
He's like.
You should see my mom.
He's got, like, white. They've painted his face white, and he's got, like, war paint on.
Okay.
But I don't know if they've actually, like, you know, brown-faced him or anything like that. It's sort of.
So they didn't do a Tropic Thunder pull. Okay.
I don't think so.
This is why I like cosplaying elves. No need for face paint. All you need is ears.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to be a dark elf, you just be gray or dark blue anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. You just go for a completely nonsensical color.
Yaya Han did an amazing dark elf from Lineage.
Oh, she was like...
If you haven't seen the picture...
She was boob-tastic in that.
Yeah, she did full body paint. And it was something else.
Again, fantastic.
There was many, many a Twi'leks at a celebration that were just... I felt sorry for them because I wonder how early they got up in the morning to apply all that body paint, man. And a lot of them...
Too early.
Well, I won't say a lot of them, but some of them were really, really... some of them were really, really good to where it's like their paint was not smudged or smearing.
Yeah.
Like they obviously went through like airbrush and actually applied it and stuff.
Man, right.
It was really, really cool. But
it's a bitch.
I don't know.
I would love to do a Twi'lek one day.
So would Dave.
Well, you know.
If the mood is right.
You should go like Gamorrean Guard or something like that. That'd be awesome.
That would be right? Awesome.
I'm content doing Leia because yeah. Thank God my hair is long enough to do the buns.
And see, I want to be the crazy
See,
ass.
My favorite Leia has...
Oh. We're waiting on things to resync. There we go. Hi, people.
There we go.
Sometimes a problem with Google.
Yeah.
Try again.
Round two.
See, my favorite Leia is always the Cloud City one.
That one's really pretty, and I think that's so funny because most people don't like it because she's not, like, curvaceous. She's not showing certain things. I mean, the white dress is, you know, you could see a couple things going on in the white dress.
Yeah. Well, see, the throne room scene at the end of A New Hope and then the Cloud City Leia have always been, like, my two, like, really, like, favorites. And, of course, the one with the buns, too. And that was...
Right.
That was mainly, like, a little secret about Dave is when I was a kid, I carried that damn little 3¾-inch Kenner figure of her with the buns around in my pocket because that was my girlfriend.
Aww.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
For AllCon, I want to do the coronation at the end of New Hope. I want to do that one.
Oh, cool. Then I get to wear my Sith outfit.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to finish it, because I'll still be in school at that point, so it's just going to depend on how much time
we'll
I
make
have.
It finish. Well, you'll finish it.
I'll need to get some hair extensions, because I don't quite have that much hair.
Yeah, we got 5 months left before AllCon?
Yeah, we got time.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
At least so you say now. I won't even be able to start this thing until December.
If you're fortunate enough.
Yeah.
I'll just make it for you.
Well, I can buy the white dress. It's a matter of getting the accessories. Because you can't exactly buy the necklace and the belt.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, what accessories are you looking for?
The necklace and the belt specifically, and then I need an extension for my hair to put it up the way she has it, like all up here.
We'll make it happen.
Oh, awesome.
Any excuse to use my lightsabers, we'll make it happen.
Well, last year they gave away Leia Bun earphones as some of the prizes for the Miss Star Wars contest.
Oh, that's funny. I may enter
In fact,
that one this year.
You should. Dude, you definitely should do that.
I'll be all sithed up and ready to kill some people. Yeah.
Yeah, Dave and I took part in it last year. We were pawns.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah, it was good times, man. Crap, dude, I'm trying to remember. Oh, what was it? Dude, I'm trying to remember what damn part I had in that stupid thing last year, but I can't remember. I got really drunk that night off of some Michael Collins because that was a St. Nick's Day. So I was like, dude, I'm going to the liquor store and get me a bottle of whiskey. And I got lit, dude. It was good times. So there's lots of stuff that happens too, man. Where it's like, what'd you do? Oh, well, I wound up getting
pretty you know.
I can't remember.
Well,
what the hell
and then now, and then Trey's wife had to show you up by drinking half the bottle in one gulp.
Well, we'll all be at AllCon this year,
I didn't get like 90% of that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Trey's wife then got a hold of the bottle and drank like half of it in one gulp.
Oh yeah, that she did. Well, I'm telling you, this year at AllCon, it's gonna have to be a good throwdown time, so we're all gonna have to get hammered again. So don't plan on driving, damn it.
It'll be an after dark again.
Exactly.
More recording antics. Yay.
Well, we have nice recording equipment this time. Nice
yeah, I know.
Recording equipment, so.
We're actually upgrading our shit, so.
What do you guys got? I mean, I know this isn't fun cospod talk, but.
But yeah, meh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm always into, like, the tech specs, so.
We have a Canon XL1S.
Cool.
We got a very fancy, pretty camera now.
Oh,
we are very proud of this.
Is that a like a DSLR camera then or whatever? Because I'm not 100% sure on that.
It's a no, prosumer HD camcorder.
Yeah, so it's like a real camcorder.
Oh.
How much did that set you guys back?
$450.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
No,
thank you, Craigslist.
Yeah, thank you, Craigslist. Plus we got a we got all
really,
the
what were y'all shopping for on Craigslist though?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
They were hitting that disconnection.
I'm just wondering if y'all saw my ad on there, man. Is what I'm wondering.
Oh, speaking of Craigslist ads.
Looking for an amputee for my Chewbacca costume.
You guys are gamers. I have to ask about this. Did you guys see the Did you guys see the Craigslist ad about the D&D bachelor party?
No.
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 Okay, I don't know if it's still up. Let me see if I can pull it in cash from the Nerdbound site.
Oh, already this is going south.
More or less, there was an ad put up by a guy, I believe, in the Northeast for his bachelor party for his wedding that happened, I think, October 10th. So this has already passed, obviously. But his request was to have a woman who was experienced in running Dungeons & Dragons games, specifically 3.0 and 3.5 editions, that would be running this game for five, quote-unquote, guys. Preferably the DM would be topless. They had a requested cup size.
That could get dangerous.
You had to submit a picture to them first, and the picture could not be full nudity. And pay and location was negotiable, dependent upon experience of the DM. Okay, let's see. Is this still up? Oh, hey, it is still up.
Oh, shit, yay.
It's probably over now. Okay.
Screen share.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'd prefer not to share this one. It's probably going to disappear very shortly anyway, because this is expired.
That is funny.
I love how this says, each of us are gentlemen and we'll treat the dungeon master with the utmost of respect.
But be topless.
But be topless.
In other words,
I have a certain cup size.
In other words, they won't be chucking. In other words, they won't be chucking their four-sided die at their boobs.
This also says, I honestly don't know how to charge for this kind of service because it's not something typically done.
They're just going to the wrong games. That's all I'm going to
say. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's the FAQ. This is the aftermath. Apparently, they did find a GM. She came from Cincinnati, and it actually ended up working out in the end. And they had to have a 30-minute minimum. They wanted only serious responders to the ad. And this, he says in the ad that this was for his best friend for his bachelor party.
Wow.
Best friend is usually a euphemism for oneself.
Yeah.
So, this was out of Maryland, by the way. Nothing is expected except for an exciting adventure.
And see, I've always wondered why I had problems getting games in 4.0. I know it's the topless request now, so it's good to know.
What it is. You just got to start Craigslisting.
I just linked it in the chat. It's like, really? Somebody actually put up an ad for this. Wow. I never would have thought this would have ever been put up on Craigslist.
I like how it's in bold. No nudes, please. Really?
Something about only wanting serious applicants, so he didn't want people to think he was trolling for, you know, nude pictures.
Right. Sure. Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, God.
And on that note, we have rambled for a long time, so I think it's time to wind down this episode of CrossPod, the episode 21 After Dark.
We're still having an after session. This is not over. I don't care.
We have gone many places in this podcast that we don't normally go.
Many dark places.
We are in the seedy underbelly of podcasting, not really.
We have certainly broken our episode 21 cherry in rather grandiose fashion.
I'm glad you guys said it, not me.
Yeah. I love the sound effects. Oh, my God.
And with that, we'll see you next time, listeners.
Bye, listeners.
If we make it through this.